You're listening to the Hockey Podcast Network, your home for hockey talk covering every team in the NHL. Download at thehockeypodcastnetwork.com or wherever you get your podcasts from.
Stars fans, it's Jeff Kay, public address announcer for your Dallas Stars, and you're listening to Starcastic Remarks, part of the Hockey Podcast Network. Go Stars!
Hey guys, welcome back to Starcastic Remarks. Alongside Christian over here, James right here. My name is Ryan. We are actually live in person. Zach, screw you. You ruined it for everybody. Come on. Sorry it took me so long to figure stuff out. I've got all my technology stuff, and I know we're late. I'm sorry, boys, but
Chris
I try
is
my
tired.
Best.
I'm tired.
Chris is very tired. Yeah, and I at one point had three mics going, like where we could have like all three of us with a different mic, but it didn't exactly work out. So we're just using this one mic, and hopefully you guys can actually hear us. Anyway, Dallas Stars win by a final score of what was it tonight, gentlemen?
4-3.
4-3. It should have been like 4-1 because of the freaking refs tonight. The reffing was terrible tonight. Absolutely terrible.
I don't know how it won. We were losing and then we scored and then we went to overtime and then somehow it won after that.
We won because it's not February.
It's not February. And we have Adomia Dodonov.
Yeah, those guys can't lose in overtime. Undefeated with the Stars.
Well, and then obviously Miro the Hero, obviously. It's the only other thing, but
he doesn't count.
He just put a stick
he's
on
the exception
ice.
To the rule.
He's the one exception.
It was just the Domi pass. Domi's pass was perfect, just right on his tape. That was ridiculous.
So I think I mentioned this, and I don't know if y'all heard me, but y'all did realize that it was a saucer pass, but it was also tipped.
Yeah, I saw
and Miro that. Still was somehow able to get the shot off.
Yeah, and it was in the top left corner, too.
Yeah.
It's a perfect shot.
Yeah, like absolutely perfect shot. And, I mean, that right there shows you that Miro is our best player.
Yeah.
Right.
And this game takes me back to like the early games of the season because it's a comeback win. We were in the lead, obviously. We had to come back because of our own faults, but still, well, the rest faults. But still, we clutched it up two separate times. And that feels like what we did in November and December, just like we said earlier this week with the other wins that we've had. So it really feels like the Stars are back clicking again. And it's good to see. And it was really good to see Ottinger clicking again. I mean, he had some huge saves tonight. Ryan disagrees, but it feels like everything's getting going.
Well, I don't think that he was bad tonight, but I thought that when we really needed a save on that third goal, that's normally when he comes up big and he makes those kind of saves.
Yeah, that's fair.
And now, 100% agree with you. He was way, way better than he's been in the past couple of games. But he still gives up three goals tonight, which is abnormal for Jake Ottinger.
Three is better than four, though. We're working on it. One at a time.
So, well, this game tonight overall, I thought was just a lot of fun in general, right? It was a good game, and both teams were playing well.
Both teams playing hard. Both teams playing very well. Seattle was forechecking crazy tough the entire game. I mean, they were all over us. And that's why we had so many odd man breaks is because they were crashing into the – circles on us. Yeah. It was crazy. And
honestly, in terms of reffing, I didn't have a problem with the reffing until the third period when they decided they were going to call things.
Okay, so yeah, let's talk about the Dellandrea penalty for a second, because first off, I don't think that should have been a penalty. And like, even according to the rule book, it says if it's like a follow through or whatever, it shouldn't follow through with the shot, right?
Yeah.
I know he didn't technically, oh, there's all sorts of bugs because we're in Frisco, but whatever. But I almost said Frisco, but man, can't you tell I'm tired? All right. Anyways, but that shouldn't have been a penalty, right?
I don't know. Yeah, I don't know what the rule is.
I think the rule says on a shot attempt, which I would argue that was an attempt at shooting.
Yeah, if it's a shot attempt, then it's not a penalty, but I don't think that's what it is. I think it has to actually be a shot.
It doesn't say that, though, in the rule book. It doesn't say it has to be a shot on goal.
Does he have to make a like contact with the puck?
I don't know. It doesn't mention contacting the puck at all.
Okay. So then in my own opinion, that should not have been a penalty. I really don't think. And especially at a key critical moment of the game, that's something that they could have reviewed and realized and seen, oh, okay, there was a follow through. Okay, we can't take it away because the rule is stupid that we can't fully take away the double minor, but it should have been at least just a single minor. At the very least,
right? Reviews always go really well for us, though, so.
Yeah, I'm sure we would have lost that.
Well, and I guess we talked about it Wednesday with some of these stupid rules. It's so easy just for the refs to look up and be like, oh, we made a mistake. He was actually trying to shoot the puck. That shouldn't have been a penalty in the first place, yeah. But whatever. Okay, and then oh, Chris was mad. You were mad on the Robertson penalty. You had your stupid. What was it? Was your water bottle?
I had one too. We both threw it on the ground. Mine still had water in it.
Yeah.
Well, that was just it was a weak call, first of all, like for any game, but especially for this game when they weren't calling anything for the first two periods.
And in the last 5 minutes of the game.
In the last 5 minutes of the game to give them a chance to win it. And they had just missed several penalties that Seattle had in the Stars' offensive zone because we were pressuring them. We had all the pressure on them, and the refs literally just flipped it. They flipped the entire way the game was flowing off of a weak tripping call. And the dude went down way too easy. You are not an NHL player, and you fall that easily on your skates. That is not true.
In the Seattle player's defense, though, that's what you do. If the stick is by your feet like that.
Yeah, that's what you do if you're fall. A pansy.
Yeah, I mean, Marchman does it all the time.
Okay, well.
You have to admit.
Ben doesn't.
Okay, that's true. Well, lots of good things in tonight's game. They faced some adversity in the game tonight in the fact that they had a 2-1 lead going into the third period. This looked like a game that it wasn't going to be an easy closeout, but it seemed like they were going to be able to win it. So they give up the lead, or the refs give up the lead. And then Pavelski actually gets the goal at the end of the game. And again, that just goes to show you that Pavelski may not be the same player that he was 10 years ago, or maybe even 2 years ago.
He's still playing that good.
Yeah.
I mean, when you look at his overall stats for the season, he's still playing his best hockey.
Right up there, man.
He's playing the best hockey that he's ever played in his career, which makes no sense. And that's after that crazy goal slump that he had for a while. And now he's got two again in four games.
Yeah.
Yeah, so that's another thing. Let's talk about all the streaks that are going on right now, because like Pavelski is on a 4-game point streak, I believe. Hintz is on like an 8-game point streak. He has goals in 7 of his last 8, I think, now since he scored tonight. Who else?
Marchman
is on a 4-game point streak as well. He's got goals in 3 of his last 4 games. So nothing was clicking for the Stars in February. And now it seems like all the players that were in slumps or anything have completely changed over to March, and they've decided that March is like the slump busting month.
Yeah. Well, it's just the month of February was so weird. And I went back and I looked and compared our expected goals versus the actual goals we got. And we had like 12 less goals than expected goals in the month of February.
That's insane.
Yeah. And we probably had more goals than expected in all the other months.
I'm not sure. I didn't.
You didn't look at that? Okay. Yeah.
But I had to go game by game.
Gotcha.
Oh, goodness.
Yeah.
How long did that take?
He's doing real statistics.
There's not a lot of games in February. We did not play that.
Oh, that's true. That's true. Because of the.
Yeah.
Is that when the All-Star break was?
Yep. That was the end of the All-Star break.
The beginning of
February, like the first 4 days.
Also, a big thing that happened that you can't ignore is getting two trade pieces at the deadline. I mean, even Marchman even talked about it during the intermission interview that he gave. He was like, yeah, getting Domi on my line sparked something in you. I mean, you got new person to play with. It's exciting, and it obviously worked out for him, and he likes playing with him.
Especially tonight. I mean, Jim Nill won us overtime tonight.
He did. Well, and that was the joke I tweeted out on the podcast Twitter. It was just like, it only took two guys who had never played for the Dallas Stars in overtime for the Dallas Stars to win in overtime.
Yeah. We were joking about it when they first went out there.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, and it was well, let's talk about overtime for a second too, because you were complaining about it, because you made a good point to me. Tell everybody what you were telling me.
Well, when we were talking about adding 5 minutes to overtime the other night, this game tonight is the exact reason why I would hate that. Because for 3 minutes, the Seattle Kraken had the puck and skated around and did nothing with it.
Yeah. One chance
for the Stars. One thing, maybe two.
I think the Seattle got two shots on that.
And we went down the ice, what, twice?
Once?
We went down really once.
Domi went down that one time. He didn't get a shot off, but they fought it back up, and they got the puck again, and they scored.
Okay.
Once. And we fought through multiple puck battles to get in there. We didn't play possession in overtime at all.
No. No, we didn't. And that was the other thing is we were really missing Sagan was in the faceoff draw tonight.
Oh, yeah. It's going to hurt.
I mean, Max Domi is a decent faceoff man. But
no, he's not. He's really bad.
I was trying to be nice guy.
No, he's great on the offensive side. Yeah. Faceoffs, not.
Yeah, compliment that ridiculous pass. Not really. We don't have to lie.
His faceoff percentage on the year is really bad. Now, what I will say, he was the first-line center of the Chicago Blackhawks going up against other first-line centers, so.
Now he's getting a little
now
bit
he
easier.
Doesn't have to go against the first line centers.
Right. Yeah. He's only playing against on the second line.
But he's still not good. I don't know if he's had positive faceoff percentage yet.
I was trying to be nice about this guy's.
What did he have? What's his faceoff
percentage? 41.7%.
There you go. He's gone.
It wasn't
he's
that. Okay.
He's a third line center.
Hence was at 42.9.
Hence isn't that great. Yeah,
Hence is a good faceoff season.
Yeah. Pavelski takes half the faceoffs for him.
66.7.
There you go.
Oh, right, okay.
Boom.
Whatever. Well, so a couple of other things I wanted to talk about. I really miss Oleksiak.
Yeah.
Miss Oleksiak so much. He was so noticeable tonight, and it shows how good of a player he is. And congratulations to him for getting 500 games. It's kind of funny and ironic that it happens to be against the Dallas Stars in this case. But
boy, wouldn't he be helpful right now for the Stars.
Right, no joke.
I mean, you add Oleksiak and you're like, well, this team's winning the cup.
Well, and I was listening to the Ticket pregame show with Bruce and Owen, and Bruce was like, this will make a lot of Twitter Stars fans happy. If we had kept Oleksiak, guess who probably doesn't get signed?
Suter.
Ryan Suter. So I was like, of course, that's exactly what would have happened. But I really miss him. I'm glad he's getting his money though in Seattle. He wouldn't be getting that contract from the Stars at all, I don't think.
And he's a popular player in Seattle too. I mean, he's on a commercial and everything. Yeah. A hilarious commercial. Go find it. It's awesome.
How tall is he again?
Big.
6'7"?
He's big.
He's 6'7".
He's a big boy. Big boy.
Okay. Couple of things specific about the Pacific Division and the Seattle Kraken. The Stars have been good against the Pacific Division this year.
Specifically the Pacific?
What did I say?
No, you said it right.
I did?
I'm being stupid.
Okay, you're like confusing me. I'm like, what did I say? The Stars are going to be playing the Kraken three times in the next 11 days, including today. And then their next six games are all against the Pacific Division. So
we suck against them.
No,
we don't.
No, we stink in California.
Yes.
Not the Pacific.
Not specifically the Pacific.
Not specifically the Pacific Division.
Well, it's going to be really important down the stretch here, and all the teams that we didn't want to win tonight ended up winning. So Winnipeg,
I'll cry.
Colorado. Minnesota is still making their push, and I honestly think that at this point, it's between the Stars and the Minnesota Wild for the top of the division and the Central Division. Is that fair, or do you still think that Colorado can get it?
Colorado can still do it.
I think Colorado can still do it. I think they hit a rough patch the past couple of games, but they were on like a crazy streak.
Yeah.
So
I'm never counting out Colorado.
Yeah.
Tonight in the game, also Ottinger was with the start. He started 8 of the last 9.
And he's going to keep starting till Wedgwood's back.
Which he's skated, so hopefully soon. But
I really think that we're going to see Murray here. I really do.
I hope so. We do soon.
And I really think it's going to be at the earliest. It's going to be that game against Vancouver, the one that's not as important as some of these other ones.
That would make sense.
They're all important.
They're all
at
important.
This point.
Yeah,
there's not a not important.
But, I mean, you just don't want to burn Otter before the playoffs start. And it feels like the previous three games, he did not look the same. And even tonight, like –
He looked better tonight.
He made some big saves. The previous three games, he didn't make any big saves.
That's right.
So he made some big saves tonight. But he's – like you said, he still didn't get the clutch one that he normally gets that. I mean, he's so staunch. Is that a word?
I think that's a word. I think that's a word, yeah.
Sure.
Okay.
Y'all know what I mean.
We can make up our own
words.
Yeah,
work it out. that he wants to stop those to be the villain, like he always talks about. He likes playing villain. What a perfect way to be the villain than to stop a shot right in the slot with 5 minutes left on the other team's power play. So we're normally good to count on at least one of those from him, and he hasn't given us one recently. But he'll get back to it, and he could just turn it on when the playoffs start.
Yeah.
Gosh,
and it's perfect timing for us, though. I mean, as soon as he starts playing bad, we start scoring 7-5 goals a game.
10.
Yeah, 10. Yeah,
we should start doing that.
Yeah,
yeah. So speaking of the Stars, they have scored. They scored 4 against Vancouver, 4 against Arizona, 5 against Chicago, 7 4 against Colorado, 4 against Calgary, 10 against Buffalo, and then now 4 tonight against the Seattle Kraken.
So race to 4.
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, we couldn't get past 2 goals for a month, and now we can't get below 4.
Yeah, exactly.
You win a lot of games that way.
Now, the frustrating thing is, especially I keep looking at that second Jeff Skinner goal against Buffalo, and that right there, I point out and I say that's how I know Ottinger is not doing well, because
yeah.
Ottinger saw it the whole way. It wasn't a crazy shot. Jeff Skinner's a good player, but it was not like it was labeled for the top corner and Ottinger had no chance. He missed the shot completely.
He was bad in the Buffalo game, actually. I would say that was probably his worst game, but we just covered it up.
I mean, what a way to have some help there. I mean, if you're going to have a bad game, let your team score 10 goals for you. Go for it.
And really that feels the big difference between this season and last season too. I mean, if Otter wasn't on last season, we lost the game every time, every single time. And now we're winning games for him instead of him winning all the games.
Don't speak of the dark times.
I thought the dark times were February.
Yes.
Both. No, okay. Those weren't even dark times. The dark times were when the Stars were like perfectly sucky, and like Joe Nieuwendyk was our GM along with Brett Hall, and we were like signing Sean Avery.
Yeah. Ooh.
Those were the dark days.
I like Sean.
Anyways, talk about a few players tonight. Esa Lindell. I thought he actually did pretty well tonight, but there were some opinions. I think Dad said something about it, that he thought Esa Lindell had a bad game. You thought he had a bad game.
He had a lot of turnovers, and he normally doesn't have those. So
yeah. I mean, I thought the defense played well defensively, but they could not figure out Seattle's forecheck at all. The only person that could get out of Seattle's forecheck on the defensive side was, again, Haskinen, as always. But, it was good pressure by Seattle too, though. So – They were getting the puck sometimes. We were also getting good odd man rushes. So you're taking your gamble there, I feel like. So I think it worked out in our favor at the end, at least.
How did you think Delandria did tonight? I thought he did really well tonight, but he just can't score.
Can't score, and that's why he's on the fourth line.
Yeah, but let me point at it this way. It's not like it's a Janmark thing where he's getting a whole bunch of chances and he's just missing everything. Right?
I don't know. It feels that way.
Really?
It really does.
To me, it feels a lot different than Matthias Janmark. Like, a lot different.
Well, it's because Janmark's were all breakaways and it looked like he never practiced breakaways, and somehow he got like 12
every night.
Every night. Yeah. Yeah,
and then he goes to Chicago and Vegas, and
he can score on breakaways. He can't score on breakaways still.
I want to talk about the last goal tonight one more time because
that was hilarious.
I mean,
that was awesome. That was so funny. There was four Seattle Kraken in the crease. They were just crawling around. And we still had to shoot a one-timer to score it. They didn't have a goalie.
That if that's not on Steve Dangle's Dang It's on the Sportsnet YouTube channel, thing ever. It has to. I mean, it has to be. It literally looked like they were swimming on the ice. Like they're like I think probably about four of the guys were on the ice. And there was one person standing.
And our first shot, we hit our own player.
And it looked like we were on a 5-on-3.
It looked awful.
Our 6-on-5 game has been so good all year long. I mean, that's been super consistent for us. We've come back on 6-on-5 probably like 5-6 times this year.
And there was one time where we scored 2 6-on-5
yeah,
goals.
Yeah, 2 6-on-5 goals.
Both Robertson.
Freaking Robertson.
So their 6-on-5 has been crazy good. All their special teams. I mean, even after the big slump that they had on the power play, I think they're still top 10 again now. They're on the edge. Yeah, they're on the bubble edge. At least. But special teams all year, especially the penalty kill. Penalty kill has been top 5 all season long. Mm-hmm. Never wavered. It's been so good. So special teams have been very good all season long.
The crazy thing about the 6-on-5 tonight is that like once they got in the zone, you could feel that they were going to score.
Yeah,
they were firing on all cylinders on that 6-on-5.
And it was just justice after the weak call. I mean, Dad said hockey gods weren't going to let that happen. So he was right.
Yep. Well, I honestly thought that tonight went really well for the Stars. There's a lot of things they could do better, but overall, I thought it was a very solid game against a very good team. The other team, this win feels a lot better, not just because we won, but it's not like the other team was not playing well like Buffalo was.
Yeah, Seattle was playing
really well tonight.
And they were playing their game, too. They were playing heavy and physical, and it's actually not how the Stars play anymore. And they were still able to hang in there with Seattle and they squeaked out a win.
So, yep. All right. Let's go ahead and wrap it up because it's already late and we're going to lose an hour tonight. So,
yay.
Yeah.
Lovely.
Okay. Biggest winner, biggest loser tonight. Who would y'all put?
Domi.
Biggest winner?
Biggest winner is Domi. I mean, he can't win faceoffs or do that defense, but boy, can he make a pass over all of the defenders, straight onto Haskinen's stick. That was nuts. That was the craziest pass I've ever seen.
My biggest winner is Jim Nill. He figured out how to win in overtime.
Jim Nill.
Yeah.
I was actually thinking about that too, of Jim Nill being my biggest winner. But I probably got to give my biggest winner. I'll give it to Robehans. Robehans has been our best forward for about 3 weeks now. And when other people were going through really big slumps, he was still the one that was scoring for the Stars and at least keeping them in games. I mean, seriously, he's been one of our best players for about 3 weeks now.
For sure.
Who's your biggest loser?
I'm going to say Colin Miller. I feel like he couldn't make a pass to save his life. That's it.
That's it.
I'm tired. Go ahead.
It's too late for this.
The refs just at the end of the game, just for the last 10 minutes of the game, like they are calling it playoff style for the whole game, and then they stop calling it that way.
And that's fine, dude, as long as you're consistent.
It would have made me so upset if we lost this game 3-2. I would have been so pissed off.
Yeah. Well, that was gonna be my biggest loser was the refs tonight.
I stole it.
Yeah, you stole it from me because
I think they deserve two, so just give it to them again.
Well, and speaking of one other thing, I don't know who number 6 was for Seattle. I forgot who it was, but it was in overtime, and there is a very clear opportunity that Seattle had where number 6 for Seattle was boxing out our player and was completely interfering and not letting our player get to his ice.
Even on the play that we scored on, I mean, Dodonov was held and spun around while he was trying to get to the puck.
Yeah.
I felt like there were a lot of missed calls tonight.
Felt
so
quite one-sided, I'd say.
Yes. 1-4 on the penalties. Grant's one was a double minor.
Well, and the one we had was a short power play. Right? Wasn't even a full 2 minutes.
So really 0-3.
Yeah, 0-3, really.
Kind of.
So
it's 50 seconds of a power play. That's a lot still.
Okay, guys, we're going to go to sleep because we're tired and we have to go to church in the morning. We're happy but tired, so We appreciate you guys staying up late with us. Sorry, my technological deficiencies did not work. Sorry, boys. I made y'all stay up later. But
how dare you?
I know. I'm sorry. But we'll be back with you guys again on Monday. And guess what? It's going to be against Seattle again. So it's going to be fun. It's going to be another good game, I would think.
Interesting.
So. Go out and check out sarcasticremarks.com. Leave us a review, all that stuff. I'm too tired to say everything else. Oh, I need to acknowledge our sponsor, DraftKings. Thank you, DraftKings Sportsbook, for sponsoring us. We really appreciate it. And along with Chris, I almost said to my right and James to my left, but y'all are both to my right today, I guess. Along with my brothers to my right, my name is Ryan. You've been listening to Sarcastic Remarks. We really appreciate it. And we hope you guys have a good, fantastic afternoon, evening, morning, whenever you guys are listening. We'll catch you guys on the flip side. Chris.
GG, boys.
Bye.